everybody. Welcome back to another edition of Inside Lion Athletics. We're going to recapture one of the best weeks we have had in a couple of years, Jim Curry. Lions won just pretty much everything they did. They probably even wanted tiddlywinks if they found a game somewhere. Soccer, volleyball, football, all picking up dubs.
Golf,
and
cross-country.
Golf and cross-country, too.
Individual title on Friday.
Avi's going to run in here in the show and give us another championship that we just snagged this week.
There we go, right?
I like
exactly.
All that.
Yeah.
Jim, what a week.
It was a heck of a week. I kind of called it proof of concept week, you know.
Okay.
It was, you know, with that win on Saturday, we've now beaten the conference champion from last year in all three team sports, volleyball, soccer, UIW. I'm sorry, football with UIW.
Mm-hmm.
I think that just, you know, it's worth celebrating. It's worth acknowledging. I will tell you, I just got back from Southland Conference meetings, fall meetings last night. The rest of the league's taking notice of what's happening here. We talk a lot about celebrating wins here, small ones, big ones, mid ones, what have you. There was a lot of winning last week. By no means complacent, by no means satisfied. We got a lot of challenges ahead of us coming this week for sure on the respective playing surface.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd be remiss if we did not take this opportunity to just reflect and appreciate the work that has gone into it and just celebrate what we did this week, because there were some firsts on the board for sure. You know, a first-time win over UIW has really been the standard in this league since we've joined from a football perspective. Two big comebacks on Saturday, both volleyball, football. A first yesterday with men's golf, winning their first team title at a tournament in the Division I era. Had the first place medalist as well and third place as well. In a field that was pretty stacked with Southland Conference teams in addition to other D1s.
Nice.
So it's one of those where it was like competition in many respects and maybe even then some. So, you know, soccer, volleyball, you name it. I mean, cross country, it was a great weekend for Lion Athletics and the university as a whole. Came on the heels of obviously a pretty noteworthy week in the media space.
Sure.
I mean, we were on SportsCenter 3 out of 5 days last week. Maybe some for more positive than others, but nonetheless, exposure for us. And then credit to our media team for taking some of those clips. And then, you know, I think appropriately and kind of artfully weaving that into some of our, some of our content that we pushed, allowing us to lean into that a little bit, but also use it to kind of celebrate what we were doing and kind of tell our story. So, I mean, heck, the video that we put out that included maybe some of the content, the talking about just, you know, the fight of our team and what you're going to get when you play us. One, it bore out in many respects here this past week, but then, you know, it got picked up by, you know, some pretty notable folks in the sports community, sports media community, shared, retweeted, what have you. So, I mean, our reach last week, just in terms of viewers and what have you, I mean, literally tens of millions, just in views on social content alone.
That's crazy. Well, you know, Jim, we've both been around a little bit, and we know that when something, you know, it wasn't good. It's when something not good happens. That happens to everybody at some point. It's how you respond to it.
100%.
And the whole world got to watch how the Lions responded to a weekend that they'd probably rather forget.
Yeah, no doubt.
And did they show out.
We talk about response to adversity. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's honestly one of the things I talk about with all of our teams at the beginning of the year as we're onboarding, and we talk about expectations that, you know, I think we have as a department.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about our response to adversity. We know there's going to be adversity in the game. There's going to be adversity in the classroom and in life and what have you, and our response to that is incredibly important. I'd kind of challenge the group to have, you know, a really sound and appropriate response when that adversity hits. And I think we saw it on full display this week. We can sulk and we can get in our feelings and we can mope about it, or we can regroup We can assess what we got to get better at, and we can move on from there. It's the same thing we talk about as a staff.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna face challenges in terms of what we're doing. And again, instead of blaming and excuse making and finger pointing, no, let's regroup. Let's figure out what we need to fix, and let's get after it and bring in a great effort to it, and see what we can do. And again, we saw that from our teams. Again, credit to our coaches and our student athletes. Not just in football too, but even in volleyball, you know, down two sets in a match that probably we were a better team than, probably some postseason on the line potentially in that match on the road. We get it to a fifth set, and then it's 13-10 in the fifth. We end up giving up multiple points in a row. Now we're down to match point for McNeese. We battle back, tie it up, and then take the next two win. So we saw it across the board in multiple different ways this past weekend. Football obviously speaks for itself, And so, again, credit to our student athletes and our coaches for the fight, the resilience, the mindset, and just sticking with it, mm-hmm. and just gutting things out. That's not only going to serve us well for the rest of the year in terms of what we're doing athletically, but I think serve well for academically and then beyond when they leave here. So, I'll say this: I wish I could bottle the feeling of that locker room after the game and just share it with people. It's incredible.
That was a roll call that was in full voice. I loved every bit of that.
But you love to see, determined spirit, great work ethic, great execution, and just a sheer just desire and will to not lose, like be rewarded. And it was incredible the texts and the emails I received from people that were following around the country that reached out. Because they were taking notice.
Mm-hmm.
And again, credit to UIW and what they've built there. And, I think people saw what we were up against. They saw what happened the week before against Lamar. I think they know that in a lot of instances, some teams can fold or you can get cracks or people just not show up and you can lose the same game twice, which happens all the time. Or you can have the type of response that we had on Saturday night.
Well, we were certainly at the scenic area looking over the choices there for a minute. I mean, did he greet you into a bag and say, oh, we need more adversity. Let's go down 28-7, and then we'll come back and win.
At the end of the day, nothing we're trying to achieve is going to come easy.
Yeah.
I mean, there's just no doubt about it. And I think the sooner that you accept that, particularly with what we're trying to do, then the better off you're going to be because – at the end of the day, championships aren't won easily. And making the progress that we're making and the making the ascent that we're trying to make here in the Southland Conference in Division I, that's not easy. You just got to stay with it and gut it out. And, you got to execute at the same time. You got to have great strategy and purpose and intentionality. But at the end of the day, you just got to work through it.
Think of how this last week has been, and that's the one that you have that takes you into homecoming week. Pretty good one.
It was a good – yeah, it's funny you say that because, texting with some of our leadership on campus, and that was one of the first things that struck me is I'm like, man, this is a great way to go into homecoming. We've got every team in action this weekend, and, not only that, we've got a number of groups back. We're going to recognize the 1980 national runner-up team in volleyball at the volleyball game on Saturday. There's not a formal program for these guys, but we're actually bringing the 2017 team back. We're actually going to host a tailgate for them. And again, there's not a formal recognition with them, but that was a group that we actually reconnected with at a football social before the SMU game in Dallas.
Okay.
And you could sense from just talking to those guys that they were eager to get back. And, my whole thing is why wait for a 10-year reunion?
Yeah.
Let's get people back that want to come back. And so they've responded well. So we're excited to have them back here this weekend. There's an alumni event on alumni reunion event for the university on Saturday. We have volleyball home against, obviously, we just mentioned recognizing the 80 team. It's homecoming weekend, just everything that comes with that, concerts and activations all week. And our team over in student engagement does a great job with that. So excited for them, big Friday night concert and what have you. But, again, soccer here Thursday night against SFA. So again, as great of a week as it was last week, we then got to put that one just like the week before. Adversity against Lamar, you know, tough week. We got to put that behind us. We got to get locked in on the next one. Same thing, though, applies in this case. A lot of success last week. We got to package it up. We got to put it behind us, and we got to get locked in on the next one because we're going to have our hands full this weekend.
Yes, indeed, we will. Of course, got Jeff Hamilton around here. He can, you know, frame it up, put it on the wall, and then we'll look at it when we move on to the next week, too.
Yeah, you know, here's the other thing, too, and we won't be able to kind of report on it too much until it goes public with the NCAA, but this was also a week that we had to submit our NCAA APR, Academic Progress Report, for the last year. And, you know, just again, we've kind of talked about all the different, you know, movement in a positive way on the academic side, but, you know, we're going to post our best APR score we've ever posted this when it goes public. We just submitted it, but we know what it is, and it's going to be our best one yet. And so we're excited to tell that story as we get into the spring, which is when they'll release it from the NCAA. But
that's
another great story to tell there.
That's another win.
That's another talk.
And as you said before, winning is living.
Winning is living. Right. Well, hard to believe, though. We get to next week, and basketball is here. It's here, man.
No.
So, you know, we have a tip-off event, and it's open to the public as well. So if folks want to come out on Tuesday night at 7, Lion Mania is what we're calling it. And then we have a home scrimmage for the men on Wednesday. Both basketball teams will be in action this weekend, one in a closed scrimmage on Friday, the women. And then that'll be their last scrimmage. And then the men are at Tarleton on Saturday night in an open exhibition in that new arena. So we are here. It is overlap season. I'm already making my plans for the following week to go to the cross country championships. Again, we talked a lot about football and soccer and volleyball here, but cross country picking up a big individual meet win on Friday, some good team performances there as well. And then again, men's golf, the medalist for that event, winning our first team title. And then not to be lost in all this too, but Marie B on the women's side, hole in one on hole number one yesterday. Oh yeah.
No.
Hole in one.
What a way
again,
to start
I'm
a
telling
tournament.
You, right? Start the tournament. So we thought we were done after Saturday or Sunday with soccer. They were up, they were tied, they scored with less than five to go in that game in a big road win down there. And so we thought we might have been done at that point in time, and then golf tees off, and they keep it going. So, you know, we've really just leaned into it, and I think just trying to feel the momentum and the energy that's happening here. It's real, and we're excited about it. And again, now we've got to continue to do things to foster and sustain that as well.
Okay. God, Jim, fastest 13 minutes on the planet.
There it is right there.
There's so much to talk about. We got the coaches coming in to do some of that talking. When we come back with more on Inside Lion Athletics. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to some more Inside Lion Athletics. I'm Charlie Chitwood. Jim Curry's with us already. Let's move on to soccer because everybody was winners this last week. Coach, congratulations. Got your win when you needed it. And keeps you up there close to the top. There's a big log jam in the Southland Conference soccer standings.
There is. But we were happy to get the 3 points on the road, Charlie. And, you know, well-deserved. I thought our team played well. But we do. When you look at the standings, it's going to come down to the wire, I think, for a number of teams. And but, you know, all we can control are the controllables.
Right.
So got the W on the road. Points on the road are always good.
Right.
So, you know, I've been really happy with our team, with our performances on Sundays for the most part. And, you know, we're continuing to get points on the road. But I'm happy to be home. We've got two remaining games, and I'm happy to not have to travel and play in front of our fans. So,
you know, I think win, you can't say win or lose this week because all we did was win. But it's not always easy.
No, it's
even
not
when
always
it's
easy.
Just a one game trip like you had. You know, I remember a football team that took 9.5 hours to get to San Antonio from Commerce, and y'all managed to, like, planes, trains, and automobiles on yours.
Definitely. It was a bit of John Candy on the weekend. So, but we got there, and but our team, you know, our team played well. We came out, I'd say, for 75% of the game. We were in control of the game. We were tied 1-1 at half. Really, they only had one opportunity in which they scored upon that we were countered on, you know, looking back at it. I mean, could we done some things differently? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But in regards to, you know, not allowing Southeastern to get out of the half. I mean, I thought we played really well in the first half, and defensively we were really good. We had some really good performances from our midfield,
mm-hmm.
which I thought really flipped the script against Southeastern. Nia Chacon and Chris and Alana, I thought, played really, really well. Maya Mitchell had a really good first half as well, and then of course she had the game winning goal in the second half. But our first goal was actually coming from a set piece off of a corner,
mm-hmm.
in which Maya took it, and Judith, our Kenyan, went up and won the first head ball. And then there was a bit of a deflection. There was a flurry in front of goal, and Alana was able to put her foot on it. And so that was the first goal. And then in the second goal, Maya does what Maya does well, which is dribble three players and just very composed.
Boom.
And puts the ball on the back of the net. Yeah. And so Maya right now, I mean, she's at the top of the table, you know, competing in regards to points and goals and assists. And so
mm-hmm.
she's playing well and confident. And so anyway, I thought we had a really good performance against Southeastern. And, you know, now we're just trying to get ready this week for UTRGV.
So this was the first week that you just have one game per week for like the next few leading into the tournament. How that's got two edges to it, but
yeah.
Which one do you like better? That
no,
you get
I,
more
I,
rest
yeah.
and more healing before the tournament? Or
100%. I mean, as I mentioned to you last week, us and one other opponent had three game fixtures 3 weeks in a row, and that
mm-hmm.
was pretty brutal to play six games in 2.5 weeks. So, you know, right now, you know, it's time of year, you're dealing with sickness and you're still dealing with injuries and so forth, but being able to get players back and having more days rest in between certainly is great. Adding in extra practice time, that's great. So, you know, we're excited, but we've got other, you know, other teams that are got two games on the weekend. So we still have, you know, three games total to be able to play out. And, you know, when you look at the standings, I mean, really, you're talking about seven teams that are all within a game of each other.
That's crazy.
So, I think it's going to be a battle.
And that's the battle at the other end of
right,
the standings,
right.
Which is not where we are.
But we get points this weekend. I mean, clinch, you know, a spot in the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And going into last weekend where we're confident and again, you know, feeling well, and so that's what we want.
You know, when a team sets goals at the beginning of the season, mm-hmm. and almost even before practices start, whenever you do it, but when you get closer to the end of the first part of the season, the regular season,
right.
How do you gauge those the progress towards those goals?
Yeah,
do you reset some?
Well, I mean, you're always, of course, you know, trying to chase the title, right? And but, you know, I think when it comes closer to really tournament, it's about being healthy, you know, and there's, again, for those that make the tournament, there's a restart button for that because you could,
mm-hmm.
you could be number one playing the eighth seed and the eighth seed upset number one in the first round. So, you know, but right now we can't even worry about seeding because you have no idea who's going to make the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So can't think about that. Like I said, control the controllables. We just got to come out and play well. And I think if we do that, then we'll get points this weekend. We are playing a good team. UTRGV, you know, they're a strange team because even, you know, games that they have lost, whether it's been by, you know, really a goal,
mm-hmm.
I've seen them in many times where they have controlled the play, and soccer, you know, game is brutal. Like last weekend, I mean, they were down 3-0 to Corpus at half, came back and scored two goals in the second half, and they dominated the game.
Wow.
And so, you know, we certainly cannot look past them, and you know, they're desperate for points too because they're trying to clinch a spot, you know, in the tournament. So we
mm-hmm.
know we're going to be faced with a really good team. Good side. We've only played them once. We played them last year at their place on a Sunday. I remember it was brutally hot, so we're happy to be in Commerce at our field and on a cool night, and you know, and get the W. So we're excited. We're excited.
Oh, all right.
We're prepared.
Good enough. Although, you know, you had some pretty good play out of some of yours, but yeah. Those teams that get two games in a week, sometimes that's their advantage. They can scoop up awards, but you'd rather have the one at the end.
That's right. We would. I told Avi, I said, Maya Mitchell, you know, she could have very well have been, you know, offensive player of the week. But, you know, we played this past weekend with only one game. And other opponents had two games and ended up getting a shutout. So, but again, our game-winning goal was pure class finish. It was awesome. So we just got to keep doing it.
Beauty.
Keep doing it.
All right. So getting healthy, there are some players you may or may not get back in time for the tournament.
Yep. We already get one player back for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're looking at a possibility of going into the final weekend, or even before the tournament, but the final weekend when we play against Houston Christian, looking for, you know, three others to, you know, to get back on the field. So that'll be good. We want to be as healthy as possible making the tournament. So
all right. It's okay. Homecoming weekend. That includes soccer. When are you playing? Sunday?
Thursday at 7. So we need our fans to come out. We need a lot of rowdy fans.
Tupp's beer. Tupp's Lions Lager. Tupp's beer, right?
That's right. All right.
We're going to line up here. Coach, go get them. It's fun around here when it gets down to playoff time. It's fun around here. We'll be back with more after this on Inside Lion Athletics.
Go Lions.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. More Inside Lion Athletics. It was a busy week winning. Everybody took time to get home from all the winning we did.
Yeah, it was good.
Did you get some good rest after all that winning we did, Coach?
You never get a lot of rest. There's always something you can do better at.
I tell you what, the pendulum swings wide sometimes. And we'll talk with Jim about it, but I've heard so many people, it's not that – bad things happen to good people. It's how good people respond to those bad things.
Sure.
Yeah. Your guys responded pretty well from one the week before.
Yeah, we did. You know, we kind of started out a little bit slow. You know, defensively, they had a good game plan. They scored a few points in the first half on us. And we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit on the first half as far as offensively and moving. We ended up coming with 21, but, you know, there was a lot of other opportunities that we didn't take advantage of. So, it's just cleaning up those mistakes on both sides of the ball.
You know, going down to San Antonio has never been a recipe for success for the Lions when they go play UIW, but this one, and in exciting fashion, how about first dub over them? Congratulations.
Yeah,
you're the
good
one that got it.
Yeah, I can remember my press conference when I first got here. You know, they're kind of the bullies of the conference, and, you know, that was our goal, is try to get on them. And we were close the last couple of years, too. Our first year when we weren't real good, we almost got them at their place. And then last year gave them everything they wanted and went down to to the wire towards the end.
Right.
This year went to the wire, too, except we came on the other end.
Let's talk about some of the people that made it happen. After you were down three touchdowns, everything started working for them.
Yeah.
And most of it in the second half, you had to change quarterbacks because Ron got a little bit dinged up and cramping. So E-Rod comes to save the day again. And then look who he's throwing to. It goes everywhere. And Paul Odidi.
Great game.
He
so happy
has his breakout game as a Lion receiver.
He had 9 targets and 9 catches. And I'm not sure it was 120-something, 130-something that he had with 2 touchdowns. And needed it. Needed every one of those.
E-Rod, he's just a steady lather on the sideline waiting to get in, isn't he?
He's just a savvy vet, and it's just the bottom line. You know, he gives you so much. You know, they're just a little bit – they do different things, you know, him and Ron, and both, you know, get our offense going.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a spark plug. I think we scored, you know, I think every time but once with him in there. So, great job of leading us down there. Pulled a few option plays out, which he's, you know, he's healthy. When he's healthy, he's dangerous, you know, especially in open space. I still hadn't seen anybody tackle him in open field one-on-one yet, so hope he keeps it up.
Hey, speaking of tackles, Oslo Rigby was over there trying to get some stats piled up as well on some kick returns. How's he liking that part of the game?
Yeah, well, that's his – he loves it. He is a rugby-style, actually, you know, kicker. He's fast too, unbelievably. I mean, he's a high 4.4, low 4.5 guy running. He can actually run, and we have a few things in for him. You know, if we get the opportunity, it's just a matter of the right time calling him for him.
Very good. A little bit more about the receiving corps, and then we got to talk. We'll go over to defense too, because they certainly had some highlights.
They did.
Tell everybody Odidi's story a little bit, just in case they haven't remembered that he spent a whole year out last year.
Yeah,
we were pointy end of a football.
And he only had 1 year left last year. He was coming in as a senior, and our last warm-up game or warm-up scrimmage in fall ball last year, he got tackled and fell on the ball and on top of him and tore his spleen. Which is scary. You know, you can die from that type injury. And so missed his whole senior season, is so we thought. But we put in paperwork and tried to get him, you know, another year, and we were able to do it. You know, a lot of hard work through the school and Coach Paramore getting, you know, a letter written up for him and all that good stuff. And, you know, for him to come back. And, you know, he's caught some balls during the season, but no bigger game than that one.
You know, for a guy that's coming out of a small school like Southwestern Assemblies have got, and we've had, you know, they've clearly had some success because we've gotten a couple of good players from them. But to finally get to contribute at this level had to make it extra meaningful for him.
Yeah, and like I said, we all root for Paul. I mean, that's a tough injury, you know, to come back from, and let alone not think you're getting another year, you know, thinking you're done. So, you know, it puts in a lot of hard work, and heck, our whole receiving corps does. I mean, we've got so many guys we can lean on week in, week out. You know, it's just who you cover, because if you're going to cover him, okay, we've got two or three on the other side we can go to, and we mix it up.
All right, talking about covering guys, so let's go over to defense. Kyrie Anderson was busy hitting them because he got defensive player of the week, and that usually comes from tackling.
Yeah, tackling and interception too. He got interception.
That's right, he did.
I think he got a sack as well in there. He cleaned up another sack in there that we should have had. By Big Ant got back there quick and couldn't get the quarterback down, but then Kyrie came and finished him off. And, yeah, I think obviously led our teams in tackles as well. Kyrie's, you know, another reason we – he's one of our captains, and we took him down to San Antonio for our media day.
That's right. Coach, those guys, they're down 21 in the first half, and they got there pretty quick. Yeah. The timeouts you had, and then at halftime, whatever, you never let go of the reins. And they didn't spit the bit either.
No, our kids don't. Man, they don't know how to give up. They don't. We're always going to be in a ball game, we feel like, and even – the good news is that when you get down early, you still have time. Mm-hmm. So we did get down pretty fast, you know, like I said, 28-7 at one point, and then, you know, cut it in half or cut it to two scores by the halftime, and got the ball coming out, didn't really do a lot with it, but then, you know, we started our scoring spree after that.
And your defense seemed to be picking up a little bit of its momentum from the way the offense was keeping them close, and you know they were keeping each other close in the game.
The energy was high on the sidelines. You know, we and as always, down or up, we root for each other, offense, defense, because you know we're going to get this done as a team, and they were so happy and so excited, and they deserved, you know, that game. And yeah, we it was 35-21 at halftime, so we only gave up 10 points in the second half, and then. Well, obviously, we answered on the offensive side.
Yep, that was. Let's see if I did the math right. That would be 33 in the second half.
That sounds right. 32.
34. 31. 34? I can't do
what
math.
Was, oh, you're mathing. Right. You're right. You're right. You're okay. Right. I was thinking I had
it's
five in my head.
I'm a broadcaster and you're a football
I had
coach.
Five in my head. They had the five. We had the two.
It was amazing. And your defense, holy cow. The last couple of drives by the Cardinals when they, you know, could have made it painful again, but the defense just would not let them have it.
Made them come up, you know, we put pressure on a third and long and put them back there into, we were thinking, an unmakeable field goal. And they make a school record 57-yarder to tie it, and left us a little too much time on the clock. And Erod, you know, did a great job of performing right down the field and on a big third down, backed up and scrambled around and got a first down, which got us going. We're pretty dang good once we get one first down. Once we get one first down, we roll pretty good, and it's just about getting that first one.
I know. Gosh, your team's so close to being 3-0.
No question. You know, last week game could have went any week anyway, but we definitely felt like we should have got the Lamar game. You know, we talked about that. That was a tough one to swallow.
So coming home off of that, it's a totally different message that you deliver to your team.
Well, it is and it isn't.
Well, kind of, yeah. I mean, they still got to focus. There's a season left, and there's still a prize out there to be won.
Yeah. Our motto right now is 1-0. You know, whoever we're playing, let's be 1-0. And obviously a really good football team. Coach Carthel's got them playing at a high level, and Stephen F. Austin. A lot of vets on that side, a lot of returners, and they play like a veteran team. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They're very sound defensively, and they got their quarterback who's, you know, doing a good job for them. They've run off several games in a row.
Do you expect them to have anything special for you? I think that Colby Carthel a year ago made it really plain that he wanted to deliver a shutout because he was the last defensive coordinator to shut the Lions out way back in 2012.
Yeah. My first year here, we went to their place, and that was the whole, you know, we heard they were going to shut us out, and he wanted to shut us out. And, of course, we went on a 72-yard run on the very first drive, so there goes the shutout.
Oh, well. Have to think of something else.
And then we got them at home last year. You know, we watched that game over and over this past week. You know, all the mistakes that we made that, you know, we end up making that a ball game where we really could have put the hammer on them. We scored only, you know, 21 points or something like that, but easily could have been in the mid-30s or so. Just got to take advantage of the opportunities against football team, a good football team, and we didn't do it, but got the W.
All right. Homecoming, that's always kind of fun, and you know you'll have a bigger crowd.
Yeah, it'll be great. Hopefully they'll get to stay dry like us. It's predicted to be some rain in there, but, you know, we seem to play better at home. We're energized. Kids are, you know, at a really good place mentally. So I feel like we'll come out and put a, you know, good foot forward.
2-1 in conference. Lions are all alone in fourth place right now. The three teams ahead of them are all tied at 3-0. You can't do much about one of them, but the other two are still ahead. SFA is one of them.
Yep. You know, end of the day, I think we think one win won't be by themselves as at the top of the conference. You know, it's such a tough gauntlet to run through in our conference. You know, we've got a, you know, with Stephen F. this weekend, Southeastern the following weekend, and then McNeese. So there's no let up in there at all. And they all got to play each other too. So those 3-0s are going to play out real fast, you know, and we get a chance to bump one of them off this week.
All right. It's almost the end of November. October. Yeah. It'll be the end of November before we know. Isn't that the great thing about football? Coach, go get them.
Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. We're going to line up. Hey, more Inside Line Athletics. Got one of the players of the week coming up.
Kyrie
Anderson. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, welcome back. More Inside Line Athletics. We just got done with head coach Clint Dalzell talking about that fun win down at UIW. Here's one of the guys that made it fun, Kyrie Anderson, linebacker for Lion U. And how about Defensive Player of the Week in the Southland Conference? Congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Hey, it's been two wild weeks for you guys. It was a tough one here at home last week, but it's how you respond to things like that. And what did you guys show out?
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, it was more so get back, honestly. Like, the past 2 years, UIW didn't, like, slipped away, like, by that much. So us closing that out was big for the program, honestly.
Yeah, you know all about it, having played in a couple of those games. So talk about the way the defense – it didn't start out. It seemed like it had a little bit, some of the leftover from the week before. We were down 21. But what did you guys figure out?
It was really just execution. Like, we were beating ourselves early in the game, and they were getting the ball early, getting it going early. So at halftime, it was just – we didn't change anything. Was just go out there and execute, and that's what we did the second half.
Ended up getting up, was it two or three picks? It was two, I think, in the game.
Two that counted.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I remember that one now. But, man, it makes a difference. It's just, you know, that nano part of an inch, you know.
Exactly.
Make the interception or it gets by them and to them.
No, literally. And that's – that's been big the past couple of weeks. Like, we've been dropping, like, needed picks, but, like, just coming away and getting them this time was big. So,
when's the last time you had a pick?
My last pick before this week was Northwestern last year.
Okay.
So, yeah.
You felt like you were overdue.
No, definitely. But I'm kind of on the streak right now. I think 5 turnovers right now.
Okay.
So I'm trying to keep it going.
However, what, either on the ground or through the air, doesn't matter.
I have 4 forced fumbles and an interception now. So I'm trying to make it 6 going into this week.
That's the next opportunity.
No, definitely.
Talk about your teammates a little bit. Who else had some big games defensively?
LaVon Williams. That's like, he's our guy, honestly. Like, I get a lot of praise, but he gets the engine rolling on the defense, honestly. So, and really our up front too, like, when our up front is going, like, we dominate. Like, as you see Lamar game, like, we didn't expect the outcome, but we dominated majority of the game. So it's like, when those guys are rolling, the ship is going, honestly.
You know, towards the end of the game Saturday down in San Antonio, those last 2 Cardinal drives after they'd kicked that long field goal, they got a little bit closer, but y'all put them way back and finished the game strong.
Yeah. Man, it was crazy. Me and our defensive coordinator, we were on the sideline, and we were like, it's no way he banged this field goal, 57 yards, and he banged it. It was like, what the – then our offense went out there, went scored. We like, okay, we got to get another stop. And that's what we did. He put us in the right position, and we executed.
All right. Gosh, I don't know. There's so much excitement. What about this game with Colby Carthel and the Lumberjacks coming in?
I'm excited.
You've been around here to know what he means to Commerce, but, exactly. You know, he is on the other team for this Saturday. So,
no, I'm excited. I can't wait, honestly. Last year they came in, we did what we did. We're expecting them to go do it again and show them East Texas.
Have you got, like, a couple of freshmen assigned to look for axe handles or anything like that?
I wish we could make a tradition, like, if we win, we get to keep it. Like, because we had took it last year and we beat them. I honestly feel like we should have kept it. We gave it back because we're good people, but
right,
we should never give it back.
We'll find something else that we don't have to give back.
Exactly.
That'll work. All right. Kyrie Anderson. Hey, how many folks did you get a big crowd from Cypress to come out and watch the game Saturday? It's only a few hours.
No, they didn't make it out, but they're going to be at this one. They're coming to homecoming.
All right, man. Good deal. Congratulations on your major award. You earned every bit of it. And he was apologizing to Coach afterwards. What did you do so grievous? He probably was over it before you even said, I'm sorry.
It was really just, I just felt like I left a couple of players out there that my team expect me to make. But I went out there and I clearly didn't play that bad.
Got back to it. No, you did not, sir. Great game, man. Press Lions up for everybody, and we'll get out of here because there's more yet. Keep it right here on Inside Lion Athletics. Hey, folks. Back with more Inside Lion Athletics. We're going to move from football over to volleyball. We've had both footballs already, soccer, football, now volleyball. But the winning continues. Lion volleyball last week on the road comes up with a win first over UNO. You swept the Lady Privateers, right?
We did, yes, sir.
And then on Saturday, you were down 2-0. That's like they only need one more to win it all.
Yeah.
And y'all refer to it as the reverse sweep. Mm-hmm. Took the next 3, and it was happy time all the way back to Commerce.
It definitely was.
In case you don't recognize this young lady, this is Jade Washington, who for the second time in a row in as many weeks, defensive player of the week in the Southland Conference, and just a freshman.
Yes.
It's not. Is it supposed to be this easy for you?
I don't even know. I just go out there and have fun. So.
Well, clearly that. Over 50, nearly 60 total digs in the 2 matches you had against those squads. And that kind of, Some people say those are silly numbers.
Yeah.
But it has you near the top, or is she still at the top? Avi's got, yeah, still number one in the entire nation in digs per game. What's your mom think about that? She's going to be running out of, like, medals from her track meets to
rattle at
you and say, hey.
Yeah, she's just super proud of me. Like, she's always been so supportive. And so just to see me, like, play at this level and, like, thrive at this level just means a lot to her. So I'm glad I can make her proud.
That's great stuff. Tell us a little bit about how it all started. Did you fly down? Did y'all ride down to New Orleans for the start?
We were home. I think it was Nichols.
Oh, is it Nichols? I thought it was UNO.
No, I think Thursday was Nichols. Yeah, so we were home on Thursday. It was nice to have everyone come out Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday was Nichols. It was home. So it was nice to have everyone come out and support us. And we just played really good, like had high energy the whole time, took care of business like we needed to. So that was really nice. And then we got on the bus and drove to McNeese and took care of business there.
Boy, did you. So what was the mindset? You come out of the second set and you're down 0-2. What was Coach Joe and you players talking about in there?
Well, in the first two sets, we just weren't playing like we usually play. Just things weren't really, like, working at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just had to, you know, brush everything off, you know. They didn't do anything special. It was just a lot of mistakes on our end. And so going into the next three sets, we just knew we had to play clean volleyball, you know, take care of everything on our end. And honestly, just have that fight in us to come from behind and win. So
awesome stuff. So talk about some of your teammates that helped y'all recover, because you didn't do it alone.
Oh no, definitely shout out our bench just for their energy, you know, like just like keeping it high the whole time and helping us gain that momentum. And then also Jordan Waycaster, she's a DS. She came in and just passed lights out defensively, had some amazing ups, which really helped. And then Caitlin Pritchard, our setter, she also came in and served lights out, which really helped gain our momentum. She put up some really good balls for a hitter to swing on, and she even got her points, some points herself on dump. So super proud of those two, and they're both freshmen as well. So
classmates.
Yes.
Hey, talk a little bit about that and the difference. You know, you're fresh out of high school, and of course all the club play that you did. You played a ton of volleyball already.
Yes, sir.
But now at the collegiate level, how different is it for you? You're making it look, some of it look kind of easy.
Yeah, I can't even lie. For club, I played at a really high level. I played in open, which is the highest division that you can compete in. So mm-hmm. I feel like that really helped prepare me for the level of play that I play at now. So the transition, it was a little difficult for me, just especially kind of like with Joe's like system that he runs and just having to get accustomed to it.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, once I did, it was, you know, light work.
Tell me what you think are the biggest differences, though.
Definitely the speed of the game. Like, just the serves are a lot harder, hitters swing a lot harder and faster, and the offense that they're on the other side is definitely challenging, but also kind of like the hitter IQs. They're obviously, like, going to hit to where I'm not, you mm-hmm. know, and where the block isn't. So just having to, you know, really read that.
So, pardon me. When you're back there waiting for the next one to come at you, what are you watching? You got to see the ball, obviously, mm-hmm. but you, I know you're watching the players hitting it too.
I do, yeah. There's kind of a lot of things that go on in my head. I first see, like, where the set's at, you know, to see, like, kind of, like, where their hardest shot is. And then also just the player, you know, like, if she's, you know, has her arm all the way back, if it's kind of like a slow arm swing coming. And then also kind of her tendencies, you know, like, where they're more likely to go.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of shots, like, if they have gotten me, shots that they've, like, beat me on already, so I can watch out for that.
So you watch a little bit of film then, don't you?
We do, yes, sir.
What, do you watch more film, less film, same amount of film as you did with your open club or in high school? Probably more than the high school.
Yeah, definitely a lot more than I'm used to watching, but honestly it helps, especially like for my position.
Mm-hmm.
Just seeing like, you know, what the hitters can hit, because obviously every hitter's different on every team and even within the team.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just seeing kind of like what their go-to shots are and things like that.
Is the film and you're teaching me something here. So is the film broken up like their attack, or is it just watch the game and pick out the stuff that you need?
It can honestly be both. Like, I can filter it on the website to make it, like, just a certain hitter or a certain position or a certain rotation attacking.
Okay.
But a lot of times when I watch them, I kind of just, like, just watch the game, you know, so.
There, you don't miss anything if you watch the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, good stuff. A little insight into how these young ladies are playing so well. Congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Let's line up for everybody.
Yes, and y'all be sure to come out to our game tomorrow against SFA, number one in our conference. So we'd love to have y'all support at 6:30.
6:30 in the field house. Saturday, they're going to be at 1 o'clock.
Against Lamar. And it'll be homecoming, so a fun game of volleyball and football. So we'd love to see you guys.
Couldn't say it any better myself. Lions up. We'll see you back here in a few minutes with more Inside Lion Athletics. Hi, everybody. More of Inside Lion Athletics. This might be the last segment, is it? Yeah. Holy cow, Joe.
Oh,
time goes fast when we're having fun.
Best for last.
Everybody's been having fun, and everybody's been winning. You have to share being the best around here.
I love that.
Football won, soccer won, volleyball won. You won twice, so that's why we say the best for last.
No, it's been great just seeing all Ashley and, soccer team doing their thing. And then I come back, victory for Clint and his program.
Drama.
Oh, my gosh.
And drama.
I'm like, we must be sharing the same formula of the comebacks.
You had it. It's a good thing. Keep some of that around for whenever you need it.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about your road trip. Jade Washington was here earlier. She did another great job.
Awesome.
In fact, it's so regular having her here now. I was thinking that y'all just finished knocking out UNO, too, but that was the week before. It was Nichols here.
Yeah.
And then jump on the bus and leave the driving to wherever you went. It was
Lake Charles.
Lake Chuck,
yeah.
Good Lake eating Chuck. Down there. Where'd you take them to eat this time?
Pronius. Took them to Pronius. I don't know if you've ever been there. That's it's a deli place, but it's like a poor boy deli place.
Okay.
Really cool. Awesome for lunch. We had some good supporters of us, good friends of mine that housed us. And they had a big old taco nacho bar kind of deal. So they got some nachos and fajitas. And then after the game, we headed back on the bus and off with some Darryls.
There you go.
You know, absolutely.
So that's better than sprinkles.
Oh, 100%. Absolutely. Darryl's is phenomenal.
All right. So winning on the road, that leads to good things in the standings.
Yeah.
We're what, right at the halfway point now for conference play?
Well, yeah, we're 8 games in, 4-4. So, we got, halfway. So halfway up to 16. So, we're – Just like our game at McNeese, we're making a comeback into our record as well. So that's the plan. Yeah.
All right. Homecoming is going to be this weekend, but first you're going to have SFA, the leader in the conference here.
Yeah.
And your team can read just like any others.
Yeah.
And they know that SFA's tops in the conference.
Right.
But – everybody gets to play.
Yeah, you just look at the past weekend, Lamar took one off of UIW.
Okay.
And then turn around and UIW took one off of SFA. So it's our turn now, right? So that's our plan. And, we've been prepping for SFA. They're a good team. They're a physical team. We got to play very cohesive, very together. We've been doing a lot of things in practice to lead up to that. They made some adjustments from their lineup last year. They're a good kid that went down with a knee injury. It's now back, but she moved to a position. So we're looking at it, and our girls are confident. We're playing well, and it's just about peaking at the right time, right? And that's what any coach wants. And I think we're getting there. And it's going to be a fun environment. Going to be fun, and the best part is we're playing them at home, so they got to travel. So it'll be great. And then we got Lamar. Who is doing really well. Like I said, they were home, though. Lamar's getting pretty tough to play in their gym. So the good thing is we got him in our gym. So we're looking forward to that. This conference is up and down. You don't know what's going to happen. I think, what was it, yesterday, or I'm not sure when they played, but Houston Christian went four with UNO. Mm-hmm. You know, they UNO took a set off of them, where we went three against UNO. And so it's a very up-and-down conference. Anybody can play at any given day, and I'm thinking tomorrow's going to be our day.
Coach, do you think that the waterfall that we talked about in football with all of the FCS athletes, but that hit every sport,
didn't
it?
It does. I think you know, and you're going to see that throughout this year, next year, and even in years to come, is, you know, everybody's going to be playing a little bit more on a playing field, because kids nowadays, just A, they want to play, they want to find a home with the roster caps. And then they want to find a good home where they want to be able to, you know. And so I think the Southland's in a good conference right now, where we're going to get some good kids coming in, mm-hmm. and whether from other conferences. And I think that's where they're looking at this. I'm like, man, that's an awesome program to be a part of at East Texas. And I'm seeing how much fun they have, mm-hmm. and the winning and a lot of good things. And so, I mean, and that's going to be the same for other schools, but I'm plugging us in. And I think that's the way it's going to be a little bit. And, you know, you look at even the Power Fours, mm-hmm. there's a lot of upsets happening, because I think it's going to become more of an even playing field a little bit, you know. Okay. So, yeah, we're taking advantage of that. You know, we're ready, you know, like I was just chatting with you before we were on camera, like we're hitting recruiting already, mm-hmm. you know, and that's we're planting the seed already and moving forward with that. So I think that's going to be it's going to be a good year for us, and we're excited about it.
Oh, just a little off topic, but during your season,
yeah,
how much recruiting, physical recruiting, do you actually get to do? I mean, it can't be more
than
a day or two.
You know, not a lot. Being in the Dallas area, I'm able to go some high school games, and there's a lot of junior colleges around here, so mm-hmm. that's good. So not a lot, but a lot of it is, you know, where kids are coming on campus a little bit and, you know, film watching and making calls. And so mm-hmm. those things are happening right now. I mean, the portal, of course, is, you know, a lot of kids jumping on that portal early, whether they graduate early or they have that year coming up. And so it's moving slowly right now, and it'll pick up in December when the window opens. But we're tackling it already. We're on it already, and, you know, our staff is doing a good job of putting the pieces where they need to be, so we're not caught late in the game in the spring, and we're kind of hitting this, you know, moving forward pretty quickly on it. So, yeah, it's a little bit – you know, we want to focus as much attention to our team as possible.
Sure.
But this is a part of the job, right, where you got to be able to multitask and be able to, like, yes, this is a team, this is what we want to do, but we got to – be able to be
this is
the
next
game.
Year's team,
yeah,
that we want to work on. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Interesting. Yeah. Always insights. You never
know.
Yeah,
no, absolutely.
Open a door, see what's inside.
Yeah, yeah. So it's it never ends. The work never ends. It's, you know, but I love it. It's what I do, and I love it. I can't think of any other better job to do. Especially here.
Okay, I'm glad you didn't say mine was the best job, because I think it is, and I get to go do the
same
thing.
Well, you get to hang out with all of us all at once, so that's kind of awesome.
Hey, halfway through, where's your team? Halfway through the conference schedule, what do you think?
I think we want to be in the middle of the pack. You know, I think we want to move up a little bit in the conference standings, get a couple of the wins. You know, and whether I'd like to be over 500 in the mm-hmm. conference and plugging us in, especially hosting. And like I said, this year was more about making a ripple, and then in the conference, hopefully make a little bit more of a splash kind of deal. We're improving each and every day. You know, Haley Mullaney is, you know, went from being a 6'2 backup to a starter and has taken that role and just gone the distance. And she's proven herself to lead this offense and this team. And so, I think I love where this is going, and I think the kids are still – I mean, you know – we haven't hit a road bump in terms of morale. That is still going strong, and I think that's the biggest part of this journey, because it's a quick season, but it can be a little long in between.
Sure.
With the bus rides and the practices and, you know, game after game, and I think this team is holding up just great, and they're doing a great job of it, and the morale has been awesome, and they know what they want out of it, mm-hmm. and they're fighting for every inch of it. So.
Sounds
absolutely.
Like.
Yeah. You know, I always tell people, you know, this, and I got this from a friend of mine, and I think it holds true. This is a game of inches and seconds. Inches and seconds. That's how fast it is. So we just need to be very disciplined, and I think that's our motivation.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, some of their motivation is you being at the game. About 6:30?
6:30.
Thursday, that might be today. If no, Avi says we're going to release Wednesday, so that's tomorrow. And Saturday, 1 o'clock, come early because, you know, we got a football kickoff at 6. But there's homecoming stuff all day long.
And if you're a volleyball alumni, we're having you guys invited back. Come on in. I think there's a brunch going on. So if you're a volleyball alumni, come on. I think it's at 10 o'clock, I believe, here in the Hall of Fame room. And so if you haven't got the message out, you're more than welcome to come. We love y'all, part of Back of Our Family. Lions are forever.
Yes, they are. Folks, thanks again. It's been a long visit with everybody this week. We appreciate you tuning in, and we'll see you again next week.